Cassava, which is one of the most preferred tubers consumed by majority of Africans, in particular as a staple, is now assuming an international status as white gold. This was the testimony given by the executive director of Ghana Cassava Center of Excellence, William J. Menu, when he spoke to me earlier on the benefits and challenges in the value chain. He said the problems could be overcome by a collective effort, saying Ghana stands to gain a lot from the crop.
The cassava has been described as a white gold because of the derivative we get. Essentially, we get starch from the product. Starch, you know, is a product that we have a lot of derivatives from. You get alcohol from starch, you have glue from starch, you have make biscuits out of starch, and you can make several other derivatives from the product. And the role it plays in terms of the pharmaceutical industry, in terms of animal livestock feed production, in terms of domestic feed production, in terms of the beer production and all that. The cumulative effect of this product is that because of the essential role it's playing in the pharmaceutical and then also the food industry, it's referred as a gold because of the precious nature which has eluded us for a very long time, and now we seem to have realized that cassava is a commodity that we can easily target as a poverty eradication tool that will help to empower our rural farmers to relieve them and then also enhance their livelihood, as it were.
So by this, you are implying that you have not really harnessed the potential of cassava.
That is yet to be fully harnessed. If you recall that cassava, people normally refer to as the poor man's crop, and that because of this perishability and because of its bulkiness, people are not very interested in on the value chain. However, it is something that we have identified. In fact, if you go to Thailand, for instance, Thailand produces 80% of the world cassava demand, and Vietnam and Indonesia are also adding up to this 8% of the such demand world.
What do you make of the value chain of cassava production?
The value chain has several challenges, and it is good that all of us have admitted that the cassava value chain has serious issues which ought to be addressed by the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, which ought to be addressed by the stakeholders or the private actors like some of us, will also ought to be addressed by the informal sector, the research and all that. It needs a collective effort to be able to address it.
You heard the executive director of Ghana Cassava Center of Excellence, William Ejay Menu.